In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, January 9th, 2023. I want to say happy birthday to my dad. It was Saturday, but I didn't get a chance to say it on the air, so there
Your
it is.
Your dad listens to the Secret Show?
My mom does, for sure, so tell him.
Yeah. All right.
I should have done it during the regular show, but I didn't think of it. They have it on the whole morning. They're so cute.
Happy birthday, Gentry.
Happy birthday, Daddy. I got him these stadium chairs, like they're chairs you wear as a backpack. You know, and then you can fold them out, and they're like just like a padding. So if you're sitting in bleachers or whatever, and you can use them on the beach and stuff too. So, and they're really light and easy to carry and stuff. So they always go to my nephew. Yeah, my nephew John has these basketball games, and they have to sit in the bleachers, and they're always bitching about how their butts hurt.
Oh.
You know, so now they'll have some comfy chairs. And, you know, things just get less exciting when you're...
Well, tell them to stop using all those anal beads. Maybe it'll help.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, the anal beads, they got to go. I mean, you're in your 80s now. Let's knock it off with that shit. Mom.
I wonder where that, how, as that progresses, what do you need, a softball size anal bead to get any kind of feeling back there?
I haven't really talked to him about it, so I'm not sure the size of the beads, Vin, but I'm going to go, a string of softballs shoved one at a time up there as she's blowing him and then yanked out at the moment of truth.
Wow. They are advanced.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, that's my mom and dad, you know, for you.
Good right job.
There. Sounds fun.
Oh, I bet it does sound fun to you.
Go Clacks.
Yeah, the Clacks.
The Clacks.
The Clacks. They love their anal beads.
Well, you know, you can't blame him. He has a hot-ass wife, cocoa butter thighs.
Mm-hmm. Cocoa butter?
Cocoa butter thighs.
Cocoa butter thighs.
Do you think...
Gross, I don't want to think about it. Please don't.
I'm
thank you.
Ask.
Thank
no,
you. You're
I,
very
well,
kind. That's right. You're showing that you're a real friend. Don't do it.
You started it, Sarah.
No.
Yeah, you brought all this up. We
no,
didn't
I did not bring up anal beads.
You brought up the whole sore butt thing, you know, and then gave
because
us the visual.
Because they're old people sitting on hard bleachers, and then you guys are talking
gave
about
the visual.
It was you,
Brent.
It's all you.
Hey,
all you.
I learned it from you, Sarah.
Don't do that.
It's all right. Okay.
So we got a text earlier that was like, would you guys please do more bad advices? Because you only did one last week. And I was like,
Well, right. Here's the thing. You know, to do bad advices, we need to get bad advices. So
right.
By all means, send your... I like funny stories. I think those are great. Mm-hmm. But apparently we've solved most of the Bay Area's problems. So they trickle in and we appreciate it. And listen, for anyone who's saying, I sent one, it probably sucked. All right, look, I'm only trying to do good, solid thing. And also, I will say this. We get some real bad advices, like things that are...
Too heavy?
They're really heavy, and they're and not... Like, I recently... There was a child abuse one that I was like, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. Like, I was almost crying reading the thing. I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
Fucking thing sucks.
Fucking thing sucks. And I'm not going to. So, you know, I'm not saying they have to all be fun and light. And I, even today, we might even get two, probably just one, but two possibly. But please, you know, if you've got an interesting situation or a friend problem, a sex problem, a work problem, I read them all. I should say Bryn reads them all. He sends the one he thinks are possibilities to me, and I read those and decide whether or not. And, you know, we have this whole new time limitation thing. So we get to a lot less. If we get going on something, it's hard for us to stop.
Yeah.
We don't always know where that emergency brake is.
How do we get here again?
Yeah. But yes, so today we'll do.
All right.
We'll
Let's
do
a
bad
this
advice.
Then.
But if you want bad advices, you got to send them. Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com.
Let me ask you a question before we start.
Okay, see, this is how it happens.
Just real quick.
All right.
So I'm watching The Menu.
Yes.
This is this movie that's out now, and I don't even know if it's a hit movie or just because, you know, it came into my television set that I watched it. So
yeah,
I don't know if it got good numbers, whatever. In the movie, a lady we really like from The Queen's Gambit, her name is Anya Taylor-Jones. Joy. She is fast becoming a big star. In the movie, she's wearing what I guess is called a slip dress?
I am glad you brought that up. I think that is a slip dress. It looks like a slip. It's the least flattering thing I've ever seen her in. And she wore it the whole movie.
Well, right. The movie takes place on this one night out.
Yeah. Over the course of, say, 5 hours. And it's not attractive. Her tits look terrible in it. Definitely, it got kind of wrinkly as the night went on.
It did.
That is a piece of shit dress. She's wearing it. It has like sort of like a V insert of lace. She looks great. There's no question. She's absolutely beautiful. Not everyone can pull off a slip dress. But man, no, put her in something good.
I was surprised for a couple. First of all, the reason I brought it up is, have you ever worn a slip dress? Anywhere.
No. Never. I've worn a slip under a dress.
But never a slip dress. Like you're out in something.
Absolutely
that looks
not.
Like it should be a slip.
Right. It's basically lingerie.
Right. So I saw that as the movie went on. And I know I'm obsessing on the movie, but it did. It's one of those movies where you watch it and I really didn't care about it. And then I didn't stop talking about it or thinking about it after the fact. So I guess
know.
I did. Weird.
It is, look, not to give any spoilers, but what the fuck, you guys? Get up, stand together, and just, like, some of you are going to get knifed, but get out of there.
Right.
You can do this.
The slip dress, though, had me baffled the whole movie because I was thinking, and look, I know you're not supposed to be taken out of the movie and think about the process of making it, but she had to put that thing on every day for 6 months.
Right, however long it took to shoot that thing.
And I did notice the wrinkle, the extreme wrinkling, and I thought, why did they, like, I get it. She's very young. She didn't gain a pound during the filming, so it's not like it got less flattering, but it's that thing is wafer thin, silk. It's just shocking that they put her in that for the whole shoot.
Right.
And it's a thing now. They're selling it for...
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas Podcast from Capital Group. Available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
How much was that?
Oh boy, there is somebody has mocked it up. It's
$495.
Yeah, so just go to Macy's to the intimates area and you'll find the same, probably better looking with a little bit of support at the top. Just awful. What an awful dress. But that said, she's amazing. I especially liked when everything was getting hot and heavy and her hair came down. Oh, I was like, oh, look at all that hair. Oh.
Yep. All right. That was my question. I was just curious if you've ever worn a slip dress, and if so, can you post the pictures? But I guess not, huh?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's too bad. All right.
Remember one time I got that one piece like cashmere suit? I sent you a picture of that.
What?
Remember that one piece like cashmere lounger thing?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Send it right now. No, you never sent that to me.
I did send it to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I did, because remember, I got it. Somebody sent it to me at work. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. It was like super soft.
Yeah, super soft, yeah, like a sweater, but for your whole body.
Yeah, sweater, was it?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not ever going to put this on. It's ridiculous. And Vinny's like, do it and send me pictures. So I did it. And then I think I sent you just some rando picture, not like a hot picture or anything. I'm sure you'd remember it if it was a hot picture.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you were
my girlfriend.
Covered neck to toes, right?
Well, yes, but in a form-fitting sweater.
Yeah, find that picture, post that.
No way. I sent it to you and with the caveat that you were not to post it.
Well, I didn't post it. I don't even remember how.
Probably, because it wasn't very flattering.
Oh. All right. Damn it.
Anyway, now... we will do something else.
All right.
Hi, Radio Family.
Hi.
Says,
hello.
The name's on here, but I'm just not going to give the name. S.
Okay.
S is writing us. Here's my question. I'm looking for advice on my upcoming postpartum period, as my husband is fortunate enough to take 12 weeks off. He's a federal employee, and he's going to get this big, nice 3-month chunk of time.
Good for him.
He will be home with me and the baby. I'm a bit nervous, as this is a lot of time home together. I realize how incredibly blessed I am to have the opportunity to have his support during this time, but I'm also anxious and nervous about us spending that much time together. We're good partners, but we aren't Sarah and John. We have different interests and ways of doing things, so I'm looking for ideas on how to get through this time without going crazy.
Wow, it sounds like she hates him.
It does have a weird edge to it. So she gives some more background.
No, I want to hear the background, and I'm I don't want to stop you. But
your first thoughts, go ahead.
I totally agree with her. Going into my relationship, which evolved into a marriage with two kids, many of the things that I currently do were things that I would have told you 1,000 times no to. Like, I'll never survive a pandemic trapped in the house with two kids. I'll die in the process. It's right. Not going to happen.
I'll be drunk in the garage.
Well, I don't function like that. I need a little bit of me time. I like people. I like my family. But I also need a little bit of space each day. And that's hard to get when you're all trapped in the house all day, every day. That brings me to my next point, which is, How'd they get through the pandemic together if this was their case?
I know.
I guess he must have had to go to work every day, so she got her time to herself. I don't know.
Maybe,
but...
Or maybe she had to go to work. Like, it's possible one of them is... Well, he's a federal employee. She doesn't say what she does. Yeah, they have a kid already.
Another kid already?
Okay. Yeah. All right, so here's a little of the background info. I'm a 36-year-old female. He's a 37-year-old male. We've been together 10 years, married 5. We have a 4-year-old daughter, and they're having a baby boy. Via scheduled C-section due to prior C-section from failed induction. We live in Texas currently. He's prior military. So when the, oh, here we go. So when the pandemic hit, we were in Virginia at the time. He was still going into work. Okay. I work in, oh, and she does work in healthcare. There it is. That's why they haven't had to do this. I work in healthcare, so I never had to work from home. And our daughter was in daycare the whole time. Amazing. Mm. So we never had the whole family at home situation that many people face. This will be our first time spending this much time together. And with a newborn plus a 4-year-old. We're both from California originally. No family lives nearby. But someone will be coming out to visit throughout the early part of the new baby. Thanks for any advice. Love and appreciate you all. You know, 3 months isn't forever. And quite frankly, the extra hands... You know how it is when you've got a baby. It's just really great to... Then you can get a second of alone time. The 4-year-old down for a nap and you've got someone else to put the baby... to put in the baby... To take the baby in their arms. Get them out of your arms.
Yeah, Vinny and I both lived through that same scenario, kind of. Right. Well, I'm living it right now and he lived it 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, but neither one of you really took a proper... like paternity leave. I mean,
no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at home right now a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And what I will say to her is use him. Use him as much as you need him. When you say, hey, I'm fucking tired, I haven't slept, I'm breastfeeding, change that diaper, she took a fat shit. And then the 4-year-old you have also is gonna take up a lot of time as well. So
absolutely.
It's like you guys aren't gonna be like, it's not like you're hanging out doing nothing with nothing to do.
Do you want
to
play cribbage or something?
Yeah, it's going to be your 4-year-old daughter saying, hey, daddy or mommy, can I please play that one game? And can you play it with me and do that? And then the baby, the newborn's crying the whole time.
Right.
So you're not going to be hands-free or empty as far as like...
You're going to be psyched he's there. I also love what you said, use him. And if he bitches, you say, then go back to work. Because I'm going to use you.
I do think that you guys are spot on. I think that the issue becomes, look, this is your person, but and you don't want to be in a fight with them. And you, I think that she, I have the same issue. Like, I was absolutely thinking, and I still have this, where I'm like, I want to get out of here, but leaving my wife alone with the two kids because I need a break is pretty dicky. So yeah. There's a lot of times when I figure out how to suck it up, whether that's take one kid with me so that there's a little less on her plate or some way, shape, or form you find your space. And one of the other things I would suggest, which goes back to Bryn saying use him, is also someone needs to do the grocery shopping. Someone needs to do the cooking.
Yep.
Someone needs to do all the chores. There's going to be plenty of work. So if you're organized and you don't, I don't know how your communication is, but if you're able to sort of say, look, I know that you're not home a lot and I've never had you home a lot. So let's sort of make some kind of schedule where, you know,
okay, yes.
You're going to do the shopping. So on Tuesdays.
In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
And Thursdays, you go and get food from the grocery store. However you decide to sort that out, there's plenty to do during that time. Plenty.
Yeah, and she knows she's having a C-section, which means there's more downtime for mom than in a quote unquote normal birth, where she's had a surgery, a major surgery, and there's recovery and potential problems. So that's
this goes back to what I was saying, which is that this is your person, and I understand your fears. You don't want to lose what you've got because you find yourself, you know, in each other's space too much, and it ends up creating bickering or arguing or worse, you know, I'm going to a hotel. I got to get it. You know, that kind of crap is not good for relationships. But what I think you'll find is that you are both built to do more than you think.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm discounting your reservations the same way I have extreme reservations, but I've done okay.
Yeah.
You've made it through. It's not ideal. It's not what I want. It's not what I agreed to. But it's also, I'm a grown-up. It's real life. I mean, you know, the missus can't have seen a pandemic coming. Because when I was agreeing to have a second kid, the truth was I wasn't agreeing. I was saying no. Over and over. No, I don't want to. No. No, I don't want to work that hard. No, we barely survived the first kid. No, like I had a lot of reasons. And then, on top of finally coming around, we get a fucking pandemic right then. Like, what the... What a cursed fucking situation for a lot of people who were like, this isn't the deal I made, whatever it is. your job.
Well, whatever, just what you think life is going to be.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think he'll do better than you think. I think you'll also do better than you think. But I do think that it takes the greater goal in mind and some planning, kind of, hey, why don't you go get the groceries?
And truthfully, have that strategy meeting. Like I, as soon as you said schedule, I'm like, oh, I can see the whole thing. Like instead of like worrying about it to the point where you write to a radio station, which look, we certainly appreciate, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Right. Plan it out. Discuss it with him. I'm a little worried. We've never really done this, the four of us home alone together for all this time. Like, here's some of the things I'm going to need you to help me with. And laundry day is Monday. Shopping day is Tuesday. Get these kids the fuck out of the house day is Wednesday.
You know what? That's one of the things I still do to this day is that there will be things. I don't want to play with dolls. I just fucking don't. Yep. I'm a grown man. I'm in my 50s. I didn't play with dolls when I was 3, 5, 9. Never played with dolls. I'm not into it. It doesn't mean I don't love my kids, but I want to help the household another way, please. And so there are chores to be done. There's shopping to do. There's vacuuming, laundry. You know, all this stuff could be things that he busies himself with. to free you up to do the thing that you're probably going to need the most time for anyway, which is breastfeeding and the other, you know, childcare.
Sure.
Type thing.
Right. And he'll want to be involved with the kid as well. But I definitely think lay it out. Just sit down and have a family meeting. Tell the 4-year-old she's got work to do, too.
Yeah.
Why not put her to good use?
And then that's also, you know, there'll be times when dad can take the 4-year-old to the park and give you the space you need, because the 4-year-old will get needy.
Yeah.
She'll see all this attention shift and be like, what the fuck? I don't even like that kid.
Yeah. That kid is like taken over. They used to just, they used to love me. Now they love that kid.
Right.
Yeah. No, it'll be, I think it'll go better than you're thinking it will. It's going
to
be,
she's right to fear it though.
Sure. You never know, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let us know how that shakes out. Thank you for listening to today's secret show again. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. We love to solve your problems. Look at us shake it and figure out the answer is a schedule. Easy as pie. And I have it, and I didn't get to my other one, so I will do that one tomorrow. And that'll be, and that one's an in-law thing, which is, you know, those are always fun.
Oh.
In-laws.
Fun is exactly the word I was thinking of.
Yeah. In-laws equal fun. Just look
at
it.
Yay. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Is it true you're going to post that picture, the one that was discussed here on the show?
I don't know which one you're talking about. So,
the one of you in the slip dress made of cashmere?
No, I won't be in that.
I'm refreshing your page now. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't posted for a while. I doubt I'll make my triumphant return to Instagram with that picture. But thank you.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.